We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Mr. Dan, and Sydney. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and how do you understand what's going on in the world today? I mean, Sydney, why is America on the verge of war with Iran? It is irrational. Why did Turkey suddenly turn away just at this time in history from its 50-year alliance, 60-year alliance with the State of Israel, and suddenly align itself with Iran in the Islamic world? Why do our officials in Washington, D.C. refuse to enforce our immigration laws and leave the border open so that people of Mexican descent from South America can stream into this country illegally and take jobs away from people who certainly are looking for work? Why, down in the Gulf of Mexico, do the officials there say to other countries, well, you may want to help us get things under control, but we can't let you do that because of the Jones Act. Oh, we can't let you do that, or as happened within the last couple of days, there were a number of barges out, Coast Guard barges skimming the oil, and they were all called into port because they might not have adequate fire extinguishers. So many things seem to be going on that just don't make sense. And yet they really do make sense once you understand what the real driving force is behind America, foreign and domestic policy. Why do we have troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world? Why do we spend more money for our defense establishment than almost all the other countries in the world put together? I mean, why are we actually giving money to other countries when we're having to borrow money today just to pay our expenses? Why do we install puppet governors and presidents and rulers in other countries as we do in Afghanistan? Why are we fighting in Afghanistan when certainly Osama bin Laden obviously isn't there? He hasn't been there for a long time. In fact, if you go up in the internet, you'll find he's been dead for many years, but we can't let the American people know that, because we need to have an enemy to rally the people behind what our government is doing, because if they weren't rallying behind the government, they might begin to realize that we have an invisible government that's taken over our legitimate government. Well, our guest this morning is Orlean Kohler, and she's a longtime friend. She's the president of the American chapter, or I should say the California chapter of the Eagle Forum. But she's written a book called By Stealth and Deception. USA transformation and the parallel to the European Union. And what she is talking is about the effort to certainly consolidate Mexico with the United States and Canada and create a North American Union. And the reason we don't enforce our laws is because our leaders have no loyalty to the United States. They really want to actually consolidate Mexico with the United States and raise the living standards of the average American to that of the American president, the Mexican peasant, and give us the same freedoms that they have in Mexico and in communist China. Because once we begin to unite with other nations, we do away with national sovereignty. And there are people who hate sovereignty, who hate the Constitution, who hate freedom, and want to bring about a one-world government. And this is a stepping stone to it. Well, Orlean has certainly written a fascinating book. And using the backdrop of what has happened in Europe with the European Union, which was brought about by deceit and the deception, by lying to the people of Europe about what the real intent was, just as they are working to bring about the North American Union by lying to the American people. And everything is deceit and deception. And when these people tell you, oh my goodness, you know, we want to bring a better America, we want to bring jobs to America, we want to get industry moving again, and they're lying. What they really want to do is transfer American jobs and American manufacturing and America's wealth to other nations, because it was the plan. And you can read it in the Earth Charter and understand that the Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments for America. It is the satanic counterpart of the Ten Commandments of God. And, of course, the Earth Charter is kept in the Ark of Hope, which is the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And everything these people do is a mirror image, of course, of the message of the Bible, which was that we were to have sovereign nations. God, that's what God decreed after Nimrod tried to unite the world 5,000 years ago. And all the people were to be one nation under the rule of Nimrod, who was the, at that time, the prototype of the Antichrist. Well, for 5,000 years, they've been moving to accomplish that goal. And we are seeing it come to fruition today if God doesn't intervene. Orlean, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell our listeners about the book and about the backdrop of what's going on over in Europe and the similarities between bringing on the European Union and what they're doing in America.
Well, you just mentioned one of those, and that is how they are trying to destroy nations. And I have in my book on page 31 a picture of the Tower of Babel that was done by this famous artist, Bruegel, a Flemish artist. And I have next to it the EU Parliament building in Strasbourg, where they have tried to recreate the Tower of Babel. And that's exactly what they are trying to do. It's Satan who wants to destroy nations. It was God who built up nations. And I mention in my book that 44 times in the Bible the word nation is found. And so many scriptures say it is God who made the nations, and it is God who blesses the nations. But it is Satan who wants to destroy nations. And that's what Nimrod was all about. He was trying to bring us into a one-world government, and that is what the European Union is all about, trying to destroy the sovereignty, the autonomy of these nations that are now belonging to it, and eventually to move them all towards a one-world government. That is what the plans for the North American Union are all about, and eventually a union of all of the Americas, so that we can be also moved into something similar to the European Union. And then it will be so much easier to bring all these unions together into a one-world government. And I quote several quotes from various leaders throughout the world who are stating that is exactly what their objective is. These people have become so blatant, they don't even try to hide their plans anymore.
And we'll be back here in just a moment at the American Network. And our guest is Orlean Kohler.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHN6.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning is Orlene Kura. And, of course, we're talking about her book dealing with this whole concept of North American a trade area, the North American Union, but of course they had a European Union, and of course they promised the people everything would be better. There'd be tremendous prosperity when this happened. Well, just as they promised us, NAFTA was going to bring tremendous prosperity for America. Why? We were going to be able to have this entire big market down there in Mexico, and all those people down there were going to be buying American products, all those wealthy people down there, and we were going to expand our industry, and we were going to have so many more jobs. And of course, it was a lie. They knew it was a lie. They knew it was an effort to transfer our industries south of the border and, of course, to actually lower our living standards and to take away the jobs and manufacturing here. But they couldn't tell the American people that was their real goal any more than they can tell them that their real goal today is to transfer our wealth and our jobs to Asia to build up the economy there and to lower the living standards. That's, of course, why we're doing what we're doing in the Gulf, so that they can stop the oil drilling down there, so that they can then get us off of the oil standard, getting us onto wind energy and then solar energy, so they can raise the price of electricity, so they can drive more industries out of America, so that they can get us to lower our living standards. We won't be able to afford air conditioning and electric heat and electric refrigerators. Why should we have so much in America when there are people in Africa and in China who have so little? And so what they really want to do is redistribute the wealth. They have an agenda. They've written it out. You can read it, the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew. But the average American is never going to hear this sort of thing discussed, certainly even the controlled media. So, Orlene, you go ahead and pick up your story asserting the European Union and how those basic concepts have been brought to America by deceit and deception.
Well, as you know, Dr. Stan, my husband is German. He grew up in Germany, and he has seen the devastation that has happened to Germany after once belonging to the European Union. But when he was a little boy growing up in Germany, he was only taught how wonderful a European common market would be, where everyone would be able to work together and have free trade and be able to compete against powerful big countries like the United States. And this common market would allow all of the European countries to become closer allies, so there would no longer be any war, and they could never have this terrible nationalism grow up again. And that's one of the things that they keep talking about, the evils of nationalism. That is what creates war and creates animosity between nations. So that is what he learned in the public schools. The same thing was being taught throughout Europe. Never once did they know or were they taught that the ultimate goal was to create this all-powerful union where they have people now controlling the economy, the politics, the judiciary from one government over all the other governments. This would actually be have supremacy over all the constitutions of the individual nations that now belong to the European Union. That was kept very hush-hush. Nobody knew that an actual union was being created until it was a done deal. Well, that is exactly what has been going on here. For your listening audience who remember, they back in 2005, March 23rd, in Waco, Texas, President Bush, Vicente Fox, and the Prime Minister of Canada all got together and formed a security-prosperity partnership. They used the same words in the European countries to create their common market. This would create security and prosperity. But as we know, that is not the case, and that is not what NAFTA was ever designed for. As you mentioned, NAFTA was designed to create a more third world status in the United States by outsourcing our jobs. Over 3 million jobs have left our country because of NAFTA. And we were promised that NAFTA would be so good for Mexico, we would not have any more illegals coming into our country because they would have enough work for them there. And it's been just the opposite. We've had an increased flow of Mexicans coming into our country because of NAFTA. But it was so done. It was done also very deceptively, so that even conservative people were pushing NAFTA. Rush Limbaugh was for NAFTA. The Heritage Foundation was for NAFTA. So many of our conservative political leaders were saying how wonderful NAFTA would be, and look what a devastation it has been. So they were deceived, just as the American people are being deceived through this whole program pushing us toward closer and closer towards the North American Union. And the one thing that could not happen under President Bush, we didn't quite have the social programs yet in place where we would be on the same level as Canada and Mexico. That's why President Obama has come into the scene and has pushed through in 1 year and a half the most amazing socialism, where we almost have, according to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Bachmann from Minnesota, we almost have 60% now of our nation socialized if cap and trade goes through. It is amazing. And so now we're on the same level as Mexico and Canada. We could more easily form a North American Union with these three countries.
And I think people have to understand that they're lying. They know exactly what they were doing. In fact, they knew exactly what they were doing in the European Union. They sold it on the idea, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have free trade between the countries? Wouldn't it be wonderful, if we could increase our productivity and raise everybody's living standards? But the real purpose was, of course, to lower the living standards of the people in Germany and the people in Northern Europe, and raise the living standards of the people in Eastern Europe who were coming into the European Union. And basically, of course, the living standards have gone down for the German people. They've destroyed the value of their currency, and their life savings have diminished by half or two-thirds. But this was all the plan. But they couldn't tell the people that any more than they can tell the American people, we really want to destroy your life savings, we want to destroy your retirement, we want to raise your living standards and that of the Mexican peasant or the Chinese peasant, because we think everybody should be equal in the world. These people hate America. When you understand that, they hate our Constitution. You cannot have a global government and still have our freedom. It means we have to give us our Constitution. This is a subversive movement. Nobody will mention that word. What these people are involved in is treason. They swore to uphold our Constitution when they went to work for government, and they're working to destroy it. And nobody wants to call it, none dare to call it treason. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that this thing is well underway, and this is exactly what's going on today. They want to, of course, destroy the fossil fuel base of our economy so they can destroy our economy. And that's, they know exactly what they're doing. Why do you think that after there was an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, they cut off oil drilling, offshore drilling in Alaska? Why won't they let us develop the oil in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve? Why won't they let us develop the massive oil supplies in the Bakken Reserve in North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana? Because they don't want to develop it. They want to lower our living standards. They do not want the American people to live so well. Only the elite, and basically the Congress is sold out to the elite, and this is a cabal made up of people of great wealth and bankers, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces which nobody will talk about today. Because, of course, they don't want people to understand that this is a spiritual conspiracy. It is the ancient game of bringing about this world government under the world leader. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. But you cannot be a globalist and be a good American. You can believe in it if you want to, but it means the end of America as we know. And they talk about, well, what about doing away with war? Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who create the wars. Why do you think we had the terrible First World War? Nobody wanted that war. The English people did not hate the German people. The French people didn't hurt the German people and hate the Germans. The Germans didn't hate the French people. But this little clique wanted to prolong that terrible war as long as they could, so there'd be so much carnage, the people would be willing to give up their freedom and, of course, accept a world government. And that's what happened in the Second World War. It was prolonged and necessary to kill as many people as possible and have as much suffering as possible so that we could bring about world government. And that is, of course, what's going to happen, I fear, with the coming war, whether this with war with Iran will be World War III, or just a prelude to World War III. We'll have to wait and see. But these people are intentionally creating unnecessary wars in the name of bringing peace. After all, isn't war peace? Isn't freedom slavery? That's what it said on the Ministry of Peace there, Ministry of Truth there in George Orwell's 1984. And George Orwell's 1984 is coming to pass. As you look at the modern day little laptop computers, they all have a little camera there so that they can watch you at the same time you're using your laptop computer. And they've actually built these into the laptop computers so you can be watched in your home. We're not talking about something imaginary. The cameras are going up. The global satellites are watching you. Everything is to be monitored. When are the American people going to have the courage, or have they lost their courage? Orlean, certainly you talk about the delusion and the deception. You want to talk about these concepts of how they've done these things without the knowledge of the American people?
Yes. I actually have, I call it the 16 ways of deception. I discovered all 16 of these begin with the letter D, and it is amazing how they have used them with the European Union as well as with our country. I did want to mention one other thing, the attack on our Constitution in the Security Prosperity Partnership that was formed between the three countries. They had 20 different working groups, and these working groups were trying to harmonize everything about the three countries so they could come closer together. And one of the things they were working on was harmonizing our laws. And how can you harmonize our laws, our Constitution, with two other countries without destroying our Constitution? Because Canada and Mexico do not have our wonderful Constitution. So what they came up with was, of course, we would then change to a parliamentary form of government. Robert Pester, who is declared the father of the North American Union, and I have a whole chapter about him in my book, he was actually holding parliamentary mock sessions for university students from all three countries. So students from Canada, Mexico, and the United States would come together, and under his leadership and others like him, they would be taught the parliamentary form of government, nothing about our Congress or our Constitution, and this is what they have planned for us. Every form of government across the globe will all have something similar. It's a parliamentary system, and that's what they are proposing for our nation as well.
Well, I think it's so important, Orlene, that people understand the parliamentary system is one that's ruled from the top, and the members of parliament do what their party tells them. They do not represent the people. It is all a mirage, this idea of democracy representing the people. No, it represents the elite. That's why the elite want democracy. They hate the idea of a republic where the power of government is limited so people can be free.
That's very true, and I'm glad you mentioned the word democracy. Our founding fathers never used that word, and it was not even used until the turn of the century in the later, well, around 1950. Even the training manuals for the military of 1930 mentions that democracy is just another word for communism, and it was never supposed to be used for our form of government.
We'll be back in just a moment with Orlene Kuna, right here, America.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. This is Pastor Michael Golden from the Voice of Many Waters Ministry, inviting you to join us on June the 26th when we'll be welcoming Harry Gomes. Brother Harry was called to the divine vision and purpose of God in his life in 1999. God filled Brother Harry with the gift of healing, and from then on he has been carrying on the mantle of Messiah and walking steadfast according to his calling. Brother Harry started out by preaching to the masses as an evangelist, and to date the gospel has been preached in 10 states and 3 continents. 12.5 million people have made the decision to follow Messiah through the blessing, healing, and gospel crusades of Harry Gomes Ministries. Brother Harry will be speaking at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation June the 26th at 1 p.m. in Johnstown. For more information, you can contact us at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Shalom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive, It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, and I guess this morning, Orlene Kohler, and she's written a wonderful book. It really is. You did a great job on this. A lot of great information in it. And because I've been at this for a long time, I know a good book when I see one. And I'm really very proud of Orlene having done what she does. And Orlene, I want you to tell people how they can get to your website and how they can get copies of your book.
Thank you very much for your kind mention of my book. I'm just desperately looking for the phone number. I didn't bring that little card into my room. While I am looking for that, let me, if people would actually like to have a signed copy. I purchased a large number of books myself, and they could just call me, and I will send one from my home. It's 707-539-8393. And the name of the publisher is Ex Libris, and that's with a capital X, L-I-B-R-I-S, and the, I found it. Okay, the phone number is 888-795-4274. That's the Ex Libris
publisher. Is it 5274?
4274.
4274, right.
So 888-795-4274, and then extension 7876.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, it's an excellent book, and you've done a great job. And certainly there's just so much information that people have to know. And, of course, President Obama promised to bring us change. But the change he intended to bring is the destruction of the America we know. He hates America, but you have to understand he is simply a front for the people who control him. And who controls him? The Trilateral Commission, these people of great wealth, and they hate America, too. Their goal is a world government. That's the stated goal. The purpose of the organization is to do away with the Constitution, to do away with individual freedom. And, of course, they want to bring a world without war. And how do they do that? Why, we have war after war after war. And you say, that's madness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everything going on in the world today is madness. And when you understand that, when you understand that they tell us they want to bring more jobs to America, and what are they doing? Why, they're rewarding the corporations that move their factories overseas. Why, they don't get special loans so they can build the factories overseas. They get special tax breaks when they go over there. They don't have to put up with the Environmental Protection Agency and the OSHA, the Occupational Safety Agency, and they don't have to pay Medicare taxes and Social Security taxes and pensions and health benefits. They can hire people there for a couple of dollars a day. They're grateful to work there. They're happy to work there. And the whole purpose is to raise the living standards in communist China and to lower them here. And when you understand that, you understand why, of course, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Asian Development Fund and the East Asia Development Fund and all the great American banks, which are all in on this, they all tie into the Trilateral Commission, get their membership list. Look and see who's on the Trilateral Commission. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, all the big banks are tied into this, right along with the major corporations and British Petroleum. And, of course, the major oil companies and, of course, the people who really run America and run successful administrations, Democrat or Republican. It is not by accident that since 1977, from 77 to 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. You can get it from us. We have something called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can go to the trilateral.org and send them an email, and they'll send you the membership list. But, of course, the last thing they want the public to know is what their real goal is, the destruction of America, because they're subversive.
I'm really glad you mentioned all of this, because people do think they were getting hope and change with Obama. In my book, I have a whole chapter on him and his background, and it is amazing how many of his cabinet are connected to the Trilateral Commission or connected to the Council on Foreign Relations, attend the Bilderberger meetings. So you're just getting the same group of people running the government that has been running it since the Council on Foreign Relations was created back in 1921. And it's amazing. I also give his connections to communism. He was raised by a communist mother, a communist grandparents. Both his real father as well as his stepfather were communists. His mentor was a communist, his best friends. So, of course, he's going to be trying to implement communist principles, socialist principles in our nation. I also mention his 40 czars. And, you know, we never had czars before. We had a few people that perhaps thought of themselves as such, but to have 40-plus czars in his cabinet who only are accountable to him, have never been vetted by our Senate, not even accountable to our Senate, to our Congress. It's really amazing what is happening.
And, of course, you know, President Obama said, you know, we're going to take over General Motors and we're going to create more jobs and we're going to open up factories. And we bought General Motors. $50 billion of your money went to buy General Motors. And America has 65% of the stock. There's a czar who controls General Motors. And they did open new factories and they did create jobs. But they were in China. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry? I mean, the TARP funds that they gave to the big banks, lend to industry and to get industry working. And they gave, you know, $100, $150 billion to the banks to lend money, and they did lend money. They lent it to China and to India and to Dubai and to Spain. But they refused to lend the money to American industry. Why? Because the whole idea is to destroy any industry they don't control, because they control most of the major industries, but you have a struggling industry trying to get by. They can't borrow money today under any circumstances, and yet the banks can borrow it for 0% all they want to. They are specifically not lending to any industry that's not part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, certainly, as you go through your book, you basically talk about what is happening in Europe. What is happening to the people living in Europe today under this wonderful union that they have?
Well, my husband, just to let you know, the economy, my husband's parents had established a life insurance policy for him, and they both passed away now, and Kurt checked with the Deutsche Bank, the German bank, to see what the life insurance policy was worth. When they established it, it was worth 300,000 German marks. When he checked, it was worth 100,000 German marks. So the euro has devalued the German mark by 2/3. And the lady at the bank who told him this was outraged as well as what she had seen going on with the German mark. So that is essentially what the euro has done for Europe. And we already know about the bankruptcy of Greece. And, of course, because they're all part of this big union, the other countries have to help bail out Greece. I don't understand why the United States has to as well. We are not part of that union. However, if you read my book, you find out that there is another transformation going on. Any connection?
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, I just stand back here. Our guest is already full in. Basically, America has given $60 billion to bail out Greece and the other European countries. Why is America, why are they sending your money over to Europe to bail out this? Because basically the major force, one of the major forces behind the European Union, is the United States. It's all part of the movement towards world government. And so we've spent probably a couple of billion dollars, a couple of trillion dollars, I should say, over to bail out the banks in Europe, which are having real problems. Why are we bailing out the European banks with American people's money? Because we have an invisible government, and their goal is world government. The banks are an integral part of this. They always have been. You go back to the writings of H.G. Wells, he will tell you how they're going to be working with the banks to bring about this one world government. And ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve System doesn't want to be audited, because the last thing they want is for the American people to learn that they've given trillions of dollars to the banks in Europe. So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that is sort of, isn't that what the communists say? Absolutely, and the communists are absolutely right. The trouble is that communism has been financed by these people of great wealth since its inception, so you would have an enemy over there to fear. And then you'd rally behind our courageous leaders who are controlled by this banking conglomerate, but behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that energize this whole demonic movement. Now, Orlean, somebody had called in and asked for your website. Could you give your website out?
Yes. It's by stealthanddeception.com.
Stealthanddeception.com. And give your telephone number one more time.
By stealthanddeception.com, or you can go to the publisher's website, www.xlibris.com.
Is that EX or just X?
Just X.
X Libris.
LIBRIS.
All right, fine. And how much is the book?
The due to the fact of I had to add 5 more chapters because of Obama, it has really become a very large book. It's almost 700 pages. And but they've kept the price really reasonably. Soft cover is $23.99, and the hard cover is $34.99.
Well, it's a beautifully done book. It's a momentous book, tremendous amount of excellent information, very well written. We certainly recommend it. And
thank you. I really appreciate that, Dr. Stan. And Dr. Stan is one of the people who has given me an endorsement, and that's on the cover of the book. Do you mind if I read what you say?
You go right ahead.
It says, this book describes the covert effort to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. I consider it one of the most important books on the subject.
And of course, it has an endorsement by Dr. Corsi, by Phyllis Schlafly, and Phyllis wrote an awesome piece of scholarship, Facts You Need to Know About the survival of America as an independent nation. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. These people hate America. And a man who hates America is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue today. He lives in the White House. Barack Obama hates America. I mean, certainly his mentor, Wright, Reverend Wright, hated America. And, of course, Obama hates America, and that's what it's all about. But he is there because the people behind him, and there are 12 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in his administration, whether it be in charge of Homeland Security, in charge of National Security, certainly in charge of the U.N. ambassador, the people who run our State Department. They all hate America. They are globalists. They want to create a world government. They are subversives. We've been taken over. We have an invisible government, and there's not one person in 1,000 who really understands that there is a small clique that controls President Obama, as they've controlled every other president since the time of Jimmy Carter. Well, Phyllis, Orlene, you go right ahead, you know, with this
all right.
Move towards
well,
world
I did
government.
Want to mention on the cover of my book, I have a picture of the United States, USA, being chipped away. Behind it, you see a flag design of what might have been the North American Union, a little bit of the stars of our nation. You see the maple leaf of Canada and the colors of Mexico. And underneath that, you see another flag where the United States of America is being blended into the European Union. So my book does not only talk about this North American Union movement, but also about a transatlantic network that has been formed. It's called the Transatlantic Policy Network between the United States and the European Union, and a transatlantic common market that they want to bring in by the year 2015. And I mentioned who is really in charge of all of this. Utah Senator Bob Bennett served as the first chairman for the Transatlantic Policy Network, and he's now serving as its honorary president. But you see a large number of congressmen who are part of this network, as well as people very high up in government in the European Union. So what happens, and I found this to be true as I have done my research, once a union is formed, like the Africa Union, there's a South American Union, there's a union being formed for countries across the globe. Once this union is underway, maybe not even totally finished, the European Union comes over with a big, huge grasp, almost like an octopus with tentacles, and they start forming this network with this other group of countries and putting them under their dominion, and they are doing it by bowling techniques. I have a whole chapter on the bowling that took place for the Caribbean Union. There's a group of Caribbean countries that have come together, and the European Union has now formed this huge agreement with them, forcing them into this. So the European Union is truly the example for the rest of the world as we move towards world government. It is not a pleasant experience people are going through, but they're being forced into this, and that's the same plan for the United States as they bring us closer to this partnership.
Amen. I think it's so vitally important that people really understand the things that are going on today. People don't understand. They want to impoverish the American people, to lower our living standards, to take away your retirement. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Orlene, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
At the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Orlean this morning. I hope you understand that what most people don't understand is that there really are people out there to destroy our way of life, and they've taken control of our government. They are the invisible government. We have a legitimate government, and we must reclaim it. And so basically, we hope you want to get Orlean's book, and we probably be carrying it, but you go ahead and get it to Orlean for the time being, till we can get it in stock. And it is an excellent, well-written book. Now, we hope if you want to understand what's really going on, you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Why? Because it explains to you exactly what's going on today. How do you make any sense out of the fact we've got all these organizations, the Bohemian Grove, the certainly the Skull and Bone Society, the Central Banking Movement, the Council on Foreign Relations. How do we make any sense out of so much of what's going on today? And you'll understand it after you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's short, concise, to the point. If you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to the section that says the videos, then go to the first video, and it's my talk from whence the book came. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get the other material we have. We have a number of talks. Our most recent one, The Specter Haunting America. It's the story of how they're destroying the lives of our children intentionally and purposely. Why do so many children have asthma in America when you don't see it in the Amish and Mennonite children? Why do so many children have terrible allergies? Why is one in 60 boys autistic and their lives are destroyed? Why is one in every six American children have a learning development or a neurodevelopmental abnormality? Why are there so many children with juvenile diabetes? Why are there so many adults with juvenile diabetes? Why is the incidence of Alzheimer's increasing? You want to get the DVD, The Specter Haunting America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What about genetically modified food? Why won't the Europeans allow it in their country? And yet, of course, you can't even find out whether your food is genetically modified here. The FDA won't let you put it on, manufacturers put it on the labels. Why? Why won't Japan allow genetically modified food? But, of course, we have genetically modified food. We have a wonderful book. It's called Genetic Roulette. We have a four-tape set on genetically modified food. You need to get the information because your life could depend upon it. That's Genetic Roulette and the four-tape set, Genetically Modified Food. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please don't forget our October 17th all-day meeting. That will be your seminar. Great speakers coming in. You want to hear them. We're serving lunch. You have need reservations. If you want to get hotel rooms, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. You can get the information. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of 60 stations and our outlets across America every week, why, call us at 1-800-544-8927. It's a job simply of being able to keep all of those stations going, but at least people are hearing the truth. And people across America are waking up. We're in a race for time as it moved to plunge us into a war in the Middle East and take away your freedom and destroy your wealth and enslave you and your family. Till tomorrow at the same time, please pray for Radio Liberty. May the Lord be with you.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored.